Welcome to A Dash of Zest, where change begins with incremental steps. Midlife is the ideal time for you to come back to self. I am Erica, the curator of Zest, and I believe coming back to self can begin with simple exercises that are cultivated to help you gain self-awareness and courage. What you discover will support your second life journey with zest. So let's begin. When was the last time you considered yourself a beginner? Do you remember how it made you feel emotionally and physically? Were you ready to leap into action or were you hesitant? Once you stepped into being uncomfortable with this new beginning, how long was it before you felt a sense of comfort, maybe even ease? Let's note this pure fact. Ease only comes when you begin to have the courage to lean into the unknown. When approaching new things, you're simply becoming a beginner again. It's the cycle of living and experiencing life. Honestly, it's rather familiar when you pause to think about it. Events begin, events end, or I like to think of it as an ebb and flow of life happenings. What if you approached midlife as a beginner? Would it help you find a sense of the familiar in the process? Could it initially create some ease by helping you to recognize the feelings, the actions, the inactions, and eventually stepping into the uncomfortable in order to find your way to a sense of being an expert at this phase of living life? Well, let's define the beginner's mindset. It's an attitude of openness, eagerness, and a lack of preconceptions when studying a subject. Even the terms within the definition resonates with the methods you may have used to redirect your children, a friend, or a loved one during their own moments of being uncomfortable in a new situation. So it turns out midlife is packed with discomfort, uncertainty, and a complete feeling of being thrusted uncontrollably into the unknown. That does indeed sound terrifying. The good news? It's simply a new beginning, and you already have the resources within you to maneuver your way through it. For you have applied these techniques countless of times in your life over the years, and you have encouraged others to embrace the techniques of openness and eagerness as well. Midlife is no different. You simply approach it as the beginner that you are in this second journey. So this week, I want you to think of one of your experiences as a beginner, as well as one of your experiences that you supported a loved one within a new journey. I want you to speak or write out the feelings, both emotionally and physically. Note if there's a sense of ready action or hesitation, and then describe the moments when discomfort eventually became more ease. And doing this exercise, it will affirm to you that you do have what it takes to manage your being uncomfortable in this phase of new life. That's all you need to know to begin this journey. Also, understanding and embracing that it will be a pattern of ebbing and flowing until you find your moments of ease to relish within. There are 6 key steps to being in a beginner's mindset. Next Wednesday, we will explore steps 1 and 2. Make sure you follow and hit the reminder button so you don't miss a thing. Until, take the time this week to rediscover your success at being a beginner, as well as your success of helping others embrace being a beginner too. I am Erica, the curator of Zest, wishing you a zest-filled week. We'll chat again soon. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that can use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our Zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.